came in with a pretty strong recommendation to not reuse much, if any, of the existing structure because of the limitations that it has, and to pretty much tear down and build new.
And what distinguishes or what will distinguish this design from the existing City Hall building?
Currently, it's a very inward-looking building, and we think that's exactly the opposite of what it should be. It should be an outward-looking, welcoming building for connection to the city and the community. It's also raised off the street 5 to 10 feet, depending on what side you're on. We want to bring it down to ground level. We want an active, interesting building that'll engage the downtown. It'll engage the community, be open and accessible, welcoming, and something that the community connects with instead of the current building, which people don't seem to have much connection with at all. We also want to address functional issues, of course, make it function better as a modern, up-to-date city hall, particularly the council chambers, to support technology and good sound and acoustic, good visibility. We also want structural safety. The current structure is very seismically vulnerable.
So give us some specifics concerning timelines and costs at this point.
Sure. The council previously established an overall project budget of $15 million. If you pull out soft costs for design and management and permits and fees, that leaves a construction budget of about $11 million. It's mostly in hand. The council very prudently back in 2001 started putting a facility reserve aside to deal with downtown space issues. Most of the funding actually comes from the facility reserve, and there's a couple of million that we still need to put together over the next few years. The plan is to return with a finished design in April for council approval, along with the final details of the funding plan for council approval as well.
That's pointing towards an ultimate building by when?
We're looking for approval of a schematic design in April, which would then lead into development of construction documents, leading to construction hopefully by the end of the calendar year 2015. We would love it if the mayor could do her State of the City address for 2016 from the new City Hall. This would be for a relatively modest first phase of 20 to 25,000 square feet that would include a council chamber, offices for mayor and council, the various functions of the city manager's office, and some public meeting rooms.
Your building is not going to take up the entire footprint of the existing city
hall. Oh, right, that's correct.
What is going to happen with the space that isn't being covered by the new city hall?
We want to create a strong civic presence for city hall on the 8th Avenue side particularly, and a bit on the Pearl Street side as well. And that leaves 7th Avenue side and the High Street side for future development, whether that be future phases of City Hall, whether it be public-private development, private development that's mixed use, that sort of thing. We want to be flexible and adaptable with this future framework so that as decisions are made over time and funding becomes available for other pieces of the project, we can respond in a timely way with some idea of where things should go and how. So that's what the overall framework is about.
And in the interim, I've heard that everything's being talked about from playgrounds to parking for that area.
Yes, the council was interested in anything that will make coming to City Hall easier, make the experience more pleasurable. Other reasons to come to City Hall than just to do city business, whether it be to look at some public art, play on a playground, you know, whatever it might be. The idea was to look for things that will enliven and energize the experience of coming to City Hall and make it more interesting for everybody. One of the things I'd like to emphasize is that the rebuilding of City Hall is intended to build on the momentum that we're seeing in the current transformation of downtown. We're trying to help support the vitality of our city center with the design of a new City Hall.